Good afternoon. My name is Steve Brown. I'm the Cotton Development Specialist with Dow AgroSciences, located in Tifton, Georgia. Co-authors with me on our paper today are the Cotton Development Specialists across the U.S. as well as our breeding group. I'm going to talk about Phytogen 575 WRF, a new mid to full season candidate variety for us. To put it in context of our development program, our breeding and development program, over the last, on the last year's crop, according to the USDA Cotton Varieties Planted Survey, Phytogen accounted for about 18% of the U.S. market. In the upland market, we had the number one and the number three cotton varieties. If you look at the Pima market, we also had the number one and number two varieties, as well as the number one Acala variety. For our upland lineup for 2013, I've listed standard varieties many of you are familiar with, and also two candidate varieties, Phytogen 339 WRF, as well as 575 WRF that I'll be talking about. You've already heard the paper on 339. Just a little bit about the background of 575. The initial selection was made in Argentina. Conventional lines were tested for a number of years, and then the Intergrest white stripe Roundup Ready Flex lines have been evaluated since 2010. It was tested in public trials across the U.S. This past season as PX5322-11 WRF. We grew seed in California in 2012 for potential sales in 2013. This is a very upright, classical, aggressive type cotton, very robust seedling, and also very aggressive plant vegetatively. I've sat with some interest as different companies report how they characterize vigor. Our vigor scale is 1 to 5, 1 being terrible, 5 being great, and in my evaluations, I rarely give anything past a 4.5. Most of the data I'm going to present to you are from the lower southeast, Georgia, southern Alabama, the panhandle of Florida. That's probably going to be the primary target for this variety. It's also done fairly well in South Carolina. But if you look at seedling vigor, rated this 3.9, probably a good comparison for most folks would be Phytogen 499 WRF. Pretty good numbers this past year. I would say anything 3 and above is going to be good. Looking back to the 2012 season, many of our seedling vigor ratings were confounded or conflicted somewhat by heavy thrips pressure, extremely heavy pressure across much of the southeast in 2012. In terms of node of first square, first fruit, about 6.5, or as you see, 499. Fruiting a little higher, and in some years 499 will actually be a little higher than that. You also see final plant height, the tallest among the varieties that we have evaluated this past year. You see also the numbers in terms of upper half, uppermost harvestable bowl, as well as total nodes. I might back up and comment a little bit about the vigor. If you look at our total upland portfolio, the four varieties listed in the top, our average seed count per pound in 2012 was just slightly over 5,000 seed per pound. With 575, that number was about 4,500 seed per pound, so a slightly larger seed than what we saw this past year with our other upland varieties. A lot of different data sets. Many are yet to be fully populated, so I'm going to present very localized data. This is University of Georgia. Full season variety trials this past season. There were four locations, four dry land trials, four irrigated trials. I've highlighted in yellow 575 and have comparison other phytogen varieties. You can see how 575 stacked up to other varieties, probably superior to 565, challenged in the dry land environment versus 499. A little more competitive, certainly, with 499 in the irrigated environment. This is really the same information showing multiple tests, and you can see different varieties bounce around a little bit. What we do see from this collection of tests, 575 in four of the irrigated trials, in three of the four irrigated trials, it was not statistically different from the highest yielding variety. By comparison, in the dry land varieties, in one of four, it was not statistically different from the highest yielding variety in that trial. We also do large-scale field plots. These are reported from Georgia, South Alabama, and Florida. Not exactly a balanced data set, particularly on these first two varieties, but the latter three, you can see 575 yielded slightly better than 499, but significantly and consistently better than 565. In terms of fiber data, much of our internal information is still being populated. These are University of Georgia OBT results, hand gen, so we see some inflated numbers, particularly in terms of lint and uniformity. But I think this reflects what we've seen in previous years in terms of fiber quality of this line. 575 versus 499, probably going to be a point and a half to 2% lower in turnout. Again, 575 being lower than 499. Uniformity of all these varieties is quite good, as I think most of what we're seeing in the industry is quite good these days. 575 fiber length is going to be better than what we see with 499. Strength is not going to be quite as good as we see with 499 or with 565. And micronair is going to be below what we see, particularly with 499. So again, just a quick look at the fiber package, what we've observed with 575. Again, it's going to be joining the lineup of these four Upland varieties and the new candidate varieties, 339 and 575. Just a quick, very brief summary. This has been evaluated in across most OBTs throughout the U.S., but in large-scale field trials on a very limited basis. And most of what we've seen in terms of positive results have been from the lower southeast, including, again, Georgia, Alabama, that is South Alabama, Florida, and South Carolina. It has demonstrated significant yield potential in that full season environment, and our characterization of it is a true mid to full season variety. Any questions or comments? Thank you.